Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Golden Sun, Book 2 of the Red Rising Saga, Part 2, by Pierce Brown. Narrated by Stuart Crank. And performed by a full cast.
I leave Mustang for my rooms soon after. The halls are quiet, and I feel a shade drifting through some metal realm. I don't know how to accept her help, or how I should handle her. Seeing her with Cassius wounded me more than I'll ever tell her, and part of me knows not all of it could have been a manipulation. He was never a monster, and if he ever becomes one, I know it will be because of me. The door to my suite hisses open. A hand settles over my shoulder. I turn to see Ragnar's chest. I didn't even hear him.
Someone breathes inside.
Theodora, probably. She's my pink steward. You'll like her.
Gold breath.
I nod, not asking how he knows, and take my razor from my arm. It whispers into a sword as I step through. The lights are on, muted. I search the suite's rooms with Ragnar to find the jackal, sitting in my lounge with a sherry. He chuckles at our weapons.
I do admit, I am quite threatening.
He's wearing a bathrobe and slippers. I excuse Ragnar. With his wounds, he should be resting. Reluctantly, he trudges out.
Seems no one sleeps on this ship.
I join the jackal on the couch.
I imagine we have to restructure our arrangement a bit.
Fond of understatements, aren't you? Thought I'd drown in that damn lagoon. I always thought my death would be something grand. Launched into the sun. Beheaded by a political rival. Then, when it came...
He shudders, looking so very frail and boyish.
It was just a careless coldness. Like the rocks of the Institute falling all around me again in that mine.
He's right. There is no warmth in death. I cried like a child when I thought I was dying after Cassius stabbed me.
Obviously, this changes our strategy. But I don't believe it must change our alliance.
Nor do I. We'll need your spies more than ever. Pliny won't take my ascension lightly. And you're stuck here in your father's court. The Politico will try to remove us both.
I make no mention of the Sons of Ares. As I guessed, they were forgotten by all as soon as I tipped that wine onto Cassius's lap.
Pliny will have to go. But you and I should maintain a social distance until then, so he doesn't know the threat against him is unified. Better for him to misunderstand our individual resources.
And so the Talmanuses still talk with me.
True. They do want me dead.
As they should.
I don't begrudge them it. It's just damn inconvenient.
He hands me a holocam from his pocket.
They're synced. I'll be calling my ships to meet us, and I imagine you'll stay here with your new prize. Wouldn't do to have the shuttles going back and forth.
I want to ask him about Leto. Why he killed him. But why show a devil you know his strength? It just makes me a threat to him. And I've seen how he deals with threats. Better to play ignorant and make sure I'm always useful.
War presents us with more opportunities. Depending on how far we want it to spread.
I do believe I take your meaning.
All others will try to suffocate the flames. To preserve what they have. Especially Pliny and your sister.
Well, then we must be cleverer.
She doesn't get hurt. That part of our agreement is static.
If she's ever wounded, I believe it will be from you, not me.
He might be right.
But...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?